here in New Zealand.
Day of mourning in Lebanon Wednesday, a day after a powerful explosion devastated the port city in the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross said in a mourning statement that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said they expected the official casualty figures to rise as crew worked their way through rubble of damaged buildings and people searched for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French Premier Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this, quote, difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States also stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in Congress next week. The two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages, with Democrats calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Among the items under discussion are sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, and aiding the Postal Service.